You worry about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? Entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense. We need balance. We're all in the same boat. Why are you trying to make holes? If they sink, we sink. This is madness. I'm offended that you're...
There are very few times that I'm as excited as I am today for a guest. Today we have Tom McDonald, amazing rapper, visionary, and somewhat of a creative genius. Thanks so much for coming on, Tom.
Hell yeah, dude. Glad to be here. We've been talking about it for a while. I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah, and you've kind of been all over the country, all over the world. Your songs have been blowing up. If you can go to my screen right now, Savannah, I want to give a huge congratulations to you as well. I see here, this is from the headline Planet. It says Tom McDonald's Clown World, which is a song we were just listening to, reaches number one on the US iTunes hip hop rap sales chart, top three on all genre listing. There's a picture of you looking like a crazy mother effer. I mean, are you happy? How do you feel right now?
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's been a wild ride. Like right before Clown World, we had we hit number one on four different Billboard charts with Fake Woke, and Canceled that came out a couple weeks ago also charted on Billboard in the top five, and we've had, you know, almost a dozen number ones on iTunes at this point. So yeah, it's pretty surreal, man. It all happened sort of, you know, overnight. So yeah, it's really cool. People always ask me like, oh, how do you feel being a famous rapper now and stuff? And honestly, I feel like the same kid who was writing rhyming words in his phone 10 years ago. Like it all feels a little unbelievable to me.
Dude, well, we're excited with you. And honestly, for people that aren't familiar with your work, you know, this is our series, The Most Hated on the Internet. And it actually, if this is your first time watching this series, it's being hated on the internet for the right reasons. And Tom is no stranger to controversy, and his music does not back down from things that would confront some of the more sensitive parts of society, which is why we always have him here on Slightly Offensive. We're going to be going over a lot of his music, some of his songs, why the people are pissed at him. For reasons I'm sure most of you that are watching will love, and a few of you that are losers will hate. You know, you can grow thicker skin, stop being such wimps. It would really help you out. Before we jump into today's show, I want to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of the show, My Patriot Supply. Guys, you know, there was some insanity going on in the world. I don't know, you've ever heard we're in a pandemic? Are you worried about the coming financial collapse? Stock market is collapsing right now. Gas prices are up. Home prices are up. I mean, well, look, we got a Democrat back in office, so we got what we wanted, right? Well, I'm a little worried too, and the Biden plan for America is causing food shortages. I can guarantee that. I just went through Snowdemic. And so if you're not well stocked with emergency food and clean water, I suggest that you get started right away. And the company that I personally recommend is MyPatriotSupply.com. They have a four-week supply of emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, so you never have to worry again. And if you act now, this is crazy, you get $70 off the life-saving food. Why take the risk of going without food or standing in government food lines? Go to PrepareWithElijah.com today and get your emergency food that will be shipped quickly and discreetly to your door, so no one knows that you're actually wise and prepped for the future. Go to preparewithelijah.com today to get $70 off the food that you need and that people need as we get into the insanity of this world and what's actually happening. So welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with the best graphics ever. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 hosts, at least on YouTube. We have Tom McDonald, the rapper, that is here today. Let's talk about this. So you've been all around. You've been breaking out. You have, I believe, are pissing off the right people. You've been called homophobe. You've been called a Nazi, a transphobe. You've even been, but you've also been called gay for the color of your, like, so you've pretty much been all over the map with what you've been called. How do you respond to that kind of pressure?
I don't. I continue making the best music that I can make, and keep hitting number one on Billboard and keep selling tons of music and just keep doing my thing, man. There's nothing really else to say. Like all these people that like to throw these labels and insults, he's a homophobic or he's racist or he's sexist or blah, blah, blah. Like these are just people whose, you know, the ideologies that they subscribe to and the narrative that they sort of live their life by doesn't match up perfectly with the way I go about my business. And instead of having a discussion or engaging in a conversation. I don't know if it's that they're too angry to have the conversation or if they're just not intelligent enough to have the conversation. I'm not exactly sure the reasons why they don't want to talk. But in the absence of that discussion, they just throw labels and call people names, which is totally fine with me. Like, I know who I am. My friends and family know who I am. My fans know who I am. And it's none of those things that they're trying to label me as.
Yeah, and it's kind of where it gets weird to me too, because it's like when you get called homophobic and you get called like a faggot or whatever, I've seen the comments too that people talk about you. It's like, that's like when the people call people Jewish Nazis. I mean, we are totally in a clown world. And like, I want to go through some of the lyrics of your song. So obviously we showed a little bit of Clown World. I'm sure we'll put it back on the screen. And I want to go through some of these lyrics with you and kind of get why you see the world this way, because I'm very refreshed. You're worried about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? An entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks that all lives matter. You also said later on, I believe in two genders. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. Not going to lie, me too. But you go to say, you know, that you think it's the system that just hates people. They're trying to segregate us, set up a civil war. Tell me about like where these lyrics came from and like why did you write these things?
Man, just like my music, like some from talking about the same things that every other rapper was talking about, whether that be making money or doing drugs or selling drugs or guns and girls and clothes and cars and houses and just all that. I was making that same music for a long time. I was a kid, and I was being influenced by the rappers I was listening to and pretty much like telling their story. And then the Reader's Digest is, I had a massive mental breakdown like a few years back and got sober, stopped drinking, stopped partying, and just kind of took the million pieces that I had broken myself down into and had the opportunity to put them back together. And that was my darkest hour, and you really get to figure out what you're made of when you're going through those types of situations. So, you know, I found out like what I wanted to talk about, who I wanted to talk about it to, how I wanted to talk about it, and I made the shift into sort of, you know, political or I'm not exactly sure how you define my genre. So, you know, everything that I'm saying in my songs, like whether it be incorrect or correct, whether it be factual or ignorant, like these are just things that I've felt and I've personally thought about. And when I flip on the news and I turn on the internet and I see the things that are going on in the world, this is just me like digesting a lot of this stuff. And then, you know, like just talking about it in music, like I don't dive too deep into things. I try to stay like pretty surface level because I think that helps it be more digestible for an audience. So that's really it, man. Just, you know, the environment and the state of the world today is what's influencing the music.
Well, yeah. And you say it's a clown world. We talk about that here a lot, like the clown pill. And that's even why I tried to fit in with the kids here. I'm like, you know, hey, I can still be cool. I was actually thinking about that. I was like, who am I? I'm interviewing Tom today. I was like, I look like a complete loser. And that's also how I look in real life. But and then I tried to put some face tats on and it didn't turn out. I didn't look as cool as you. But it's like what I think is so interesting about your music is that number one, you know, it's hard to say that this is original music because it's like there's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. But at the same time, it's like you're saying things that shouldn't be edgy, that shouldn't be offensive, that shouldn't make people shriek. But for some reason, they are. And the reason why I'm surprised is because when you say things like that, like there's only two genders and people say that, you know, oh, he's controversial, he's homophobic, he's transphobic. It's like, what about the other rap music? What are they saying about the music like WAP, like Cardi B's music that talks about how wet her vagina is and then she wins Woman of the Year and you're going, well, I mean, I understand if you want to get mad at all music that pushes buttons, but what kind of world do we live in where somebody can't state the obvious, but somebody can get into deep descriptions about this, I don't even want to talk about Cardi B's vagina. Cardi B's vagina is a very deep topic, if you know what I mean. It's wide and deep.
Elijah, I'm a big fan of you, but I cannot continue to look into your tattooed face and watch you say the word vagina. I just can't do it.
I know. It's like, hey, kids, you wanna use some edgy language? I would just say poop, but now she's gonna have to bleep it. So it's whatever. But we'll just bleep.
Vagina, it is.
Yeah, vagina's okay for the FCC, but she is like those ones where now we're at three bleeps. And Savannah's now, if you see her, she's like absolutely like shaking her head now, just going like, oh, you're putting in so much work for me. No, but I'm saying like, so what's your response to that with like the people who say that your lyrics are offensive, that what you're saying is what destructed the society, while at the same time uplifting other artists who are talking about, you know, guns, drugs, and sexuality?
I don't know, man. I think that the real issue is like, not that it's controversial, and whether like the things that I'm saying, like I said, whether they're true or not, like these are just like my feelings. And I think the issue here is not that it's controversial, but it is uncommon for people to speak their authentic feelings publicly these days. So I think that, like, you know, when you're listening to songs about, you know, the guns and the WAPs and the Xanax and this type of stuff, like, I think that that type of music has become so common that it's like, if you stub your toe on the edge of your bed, like maybe the first day it really hurts and you get really angry, and then the next day after that it hurts a little less and you get a little less angry, and then you continue to do this to the point where, okay, that's just what happens. I just stubbed my toe, now it doesn't bother me, it's cool. And that's how I feel like the music has gotten. It's just it's so expendable, and coming out and being digested at such a high rate. I think that people have just got used to hearing about the guns and drugs and girls and clothes and money. And what I'm doing, I don't think it's controversial. I think it's just uncommon for somebody to be genuine about the way they feel and say it on a record or say it on the internet. Everybody's so scared of the ridicule of strangers on the internet, and everybody's seeking a pull from strangers on the internet. So it's just like, the fastest way to get dragged online and the fastest way to be disapproved by strangers worldwide online is to tell everybody your unfiltered feelings about shit. And I'm just not really that worried about it. So
hell yeah, I actually really like that too. You know, someone was telling me, they were like, oh, you know, you could be a little more loving on your show. I was like, bro, we're in a war of ideas. I mean, this is not the time to just be, you know, soft on people. This is a time to be straight up hard. Like back in the day, I guess you could just take out a gun and point at someone that was considered being hard, gangbanging. But now it's like the fact that you acknowledge basic biology makes you a total gangster, I guess, in the world. And that's what's so weird about it. It's like gangsters, like you mentioned about, you know, Eminem, and we're going to talk about some of this stuff, like how he used to be talking about beating up his family members, and now he's, you know, mad if his fans voted for Trump. You have this song called No Lives Matter that you wrote, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. You know, you mentioned some really deep critiques that have been lost as people have focused more on their body parts and drugs. You said that in the song No Lives Matter that everything is so connected, we could unify and then all go against them. The telling people that you need a fast car, the world's telling them you need designer clothes, you need a rap star to tell you to start popping pills. Let's go ahead and let's play like the first 30 to 40 seconds of that song, Savannah, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit.
Hip-hop diet is full of guys who cannot even rap. Facts. Media dividing us by colors, white or black. Facts. If you believe in Jesus, these days Christians get attacked. Facts. If you don't hate police, then everybody thinks you're whack. And everything's so connected. Black Lives Matter got so aggressive. White folks who agree can't support the message. Both sides go to war because they don't respect it. Our social climate from the global tension turned to total violence and a whole depression. We could unify and then I'll go against them, but we let them divide us with votes and elections. Hey, the music we bump, all about shooting guns and doing drugs. Hey, whoa. The things that we want are promoted subliminally through the songs, like, you need a fast car, you need designer clothes, you need a rap star to tell you to start popping pills, hit the blunt and go.
First of all, great production. How big's your team on that makes this stuff?
Just me and my girlfriend, man.
And that's the girl in your videos, right? With the pink hair sometimes?
Yep. So I produce all the beats, write the songs. My girlfriend Nova shoots the videos, directs the videos, and edits the videos. And we release everything independently, design all the single art independently, create the merch independently. I autograph every single CD, pack it, label it, and send it out myself. It is literally just the two of us.
And it looks like a bigger production. I think that's kind of like in the FU of the face. As you talk about this stuff, like what the elites are doing and trying to control people, this is the interesting aspect that makes me, you know, I think even draws not just me, but a lot of people to you, is the fact that because you're independent, because you are not sold out to elites, you didn't do anything that probably violated your conscience to get where you are. You did that stuff in the past and you've learned from it. You've grown from it. You didn't sell out to be the person that you are today. Instead, you've become a better person through all this. And through that, I know that a lot of people are really pissed at you. I know that labels are mad because they can't get you. I know that rappers are upset because without having to, you know, we all know what people do. I'm from Hollywood, so I know what people do in Hollywood to get where they are. And I'm sure you're very aware of that as well. And it's not good. But you've chosen not to do all that. Why did you choose to go against the whole system? I mean, like, why would you choose to give up all that money up front to do what you do now and make it Tom versus the world?
Oh, Tom versus the world has a ring to it. I like that. Dude, I don't know. There was no sort of critical sort of like turning point. I think I came out of the womb, or as Elijah might say, I came out of the vagina, holding up the middle finger, I think. I've just always been that way. And I've always had a problem with authority of all kinds, whether that was my folks or teachers or police or security guards, or I've always marched to the beat of my own drum. And like favorite, like my type of bed, like Tom, like you might be a rapper, but Tom, like you might be a rapper, but like rock and roll has always been less about the music and more about screaming your truth at the top of your lungs. So you might be a rapper, but this is all rock and roll to me. And that's kind of just like where I'm at with things. Like there's no record label or amount of money or fancy car or big house or incentive that you can offer me that's going to make me compromise my morals or limit my artistic freedom. Like that's what this is really all about at the end of the day. It's like I'm here to say what I have to say. I'm here to rock and roll and scream the truth at the top of my lungs. And I just can't, in my soul, I can't let anything throw water on that fire, you know?
No, and I'm with you. And I think that people relate to you because you say the things that they're thinking. And I think that you actually try to, like, I think when people listen to music, like myself, it's a lost art that, like, when you listen to instrumental music, you want it to sound the way that you feel, right? If you're feeling dark, you might listen to some soundtracks from movies or some atmospheric music when you want to be peaceful. But sometimes you're just mad at and like, that's how I feel. I look at the world around me and I'm just like pissed. And I'm like, nobody's speaking the truth that these things that are going on are not only wrong, but even if you're not moral or you don't, you know, aren't a person of faith or whatever, it's like, you're going, I can tell still what's right and wrong, and I can see who's going in the good and bad direction, meaning I know that no point in history do the people that ban speech in books ever become the good guys in the history books. And I know where we're headed with this. And I know that people see that you're calling out the bull very, very well, and they've tried to cancel you. And I want to talk a little bit about your thoughts on cancel culture and some of the fights people have come against you, but I want to play your song Canceled that talks about some of this stuff. In a very artistic way, ways that this show, I mean, I know we match you, we're close to your production of your videos here in this, you know, we're actually in a closet because really, truly, because of the January 6th things, events, we documented that we had problems with the feds and we had to leave our whole studio and like set up in an undisclosed location.
Tom, I'm not joking when I say that it's good you guys can't see my full shot today because only half of the wall behind me is painted.
Yeah, I'm not actually in a studio either. I'm homeless. I'm shooting this on my cell phone in an alleyway. This is just a clever editing done by Nova.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that painting is more than this building. But let's go ahead and let's play Canceled.
I can't be canceled. There's no way that you can stop me. I'm fully independent. There's no label who can drop me. Y'all been starting rumors. Let me help you with some. Yeah.
He's a racist, he's a sexist, he's in love with Donald Trump.
Y'all can't cancel me, my life is scandal free. There ain't no sponsors taking losses, cause the brand is me. My hands are clean, my family and my fans agree. Y'all can't cancel me for facts because you're mad and weak. Go ahead and tell the world I'm ugly and racist. I braid my hair and I don't care about cultural appropriation. I moved to the ghetto, lived in the ghetto, there's no Caucasians, and still I loved every single...
Okay, and I know this is why I'm playing a little bit of the songs, because I want people to click the links and go listen to the music. So download his music. Listen, if you're one of my blind viewers and you're on Apple Podcasts, please make sure that you click the links and download his music. Stream it wherever you can. Buy merch, as always. But you have the song about you people can't cancel you. Have people been trying to cancel you?
I mean, I think that even the word, like, being canceled is, like, I don't even think there's any definitive like sort of definition for it. Like it takes a lot of forms, and like there's the internet mob that will try to sort of rally against you online and tell people to not listen to you, or if you're an author, they'll tell your publishing company to stop publishing your books, or if you're an artist, they'll tell your record label to drop you or boycott your music, or an actor, they get involved with production companies and stuff. So that's like one side of it, is sort of like the internet mob. And then I think like a big tech has canceled a lot of people, and that's taken the form of deplatforming or shadow banning, demonetizing, like all this type of stuff. So it's just like, it's a really wishy-washy thing. Like there's been tons of people that have been rallying against me and my music for years. But they're like I said, in cancel, there is no record label here. There's no marketing dollars being spent by anybody other than me. There's no sponsors that are going to feel slighted by any of the music I make. Like, so that's not really an option. So it's just kind of resorted to like online bullying and that type of, you know, I don't bullshit. And I'm sorry that you're going to have to censor that, Savannah, but it's just pretty much, you know, resorted to that. And I've had some like strange things happen on the back end of social media. Things that are definitely out of the ordinary that I've never experienced before that have just started occurring in the last 6 months to a year, but especially in the last 6 months. But they're all sort of like falling in a gray area where it's like, I can't tell if it's a purposeful act, if it's a glitch, or if it's just, I just can't figure out exactly what's going on. Like, I know that like I had some strikes brought up on an account the other day, and the strikes were from things that I posted in like 2016. So they've been up there for years and years and years, and there was no problem when they initially got posted, but sort of lately with the whole censorship of people's voices online and stuff, all of a sudden I got dinged for like a couple things I posted, you know, 5 years ago. Which to me, like, that's untypical. Like, that feels a little purposeful to me, but I'm not sure. So it's like, at this point in time, it's like, even though I do have a lot of disdain for censorship and silencing people, and I'm a little bit disenfranchised with a lot of the social media giants and stuff, and I do realize that the terms of service and community guidelines are definitely written in such a way that they can be interpreted differently by anyone, and they can be distorted and used to the advantage of the people who are using the guidelines to get rid of people. Like, I understand all this stuff. And even though I hate it, and it's a difficult relationship for me, because I'm also using these platforms. If it wasn't for these platforms, Elijah, you probably wouldn't know about me. You know what I mean?
No, I found you I did find you on YouTube, because I was like, who is this insane person wearing a red ski mask? I remember I saw you a while ago. I was like, who is this person? And then I was like, oh, this is pretty legit. I was like, this is what music used to be. It used to be like raw and actually like mean something, and it used to make you think and challenge ideas, and now it's just like oh, and now I see who you are. And I've watched you develop over the years too, from somebody who was like, oh yeah, I mean, you were well known, people listened to you, to becoming somebody somewhat of like a major star, which I think one of the biggest stars outside of labels to develop probably in the last 12 months, I would say.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. And thank you. I appreciate that. So, yeah, I guess where I was trying to go is I disagree with like the censorship and everything that's happening online wholeheartedly, 1 million percent disapprove. I think this is a very slippery slope. I think that if you go back to the thing that happened in Russia like many years ago when Riot got locked up for, I don't know if they were protesting the government or talking about the government in like an unflattering light. I'm not exactly sure what they did, but like they're artists and they're making art and they got locked up. And I just feel like we're on a very slippery slope right now. And I mean, I feel like situations like that could become the could become reality over here. And you know, I hope and pray that it doesn't. And I'm trying to play within the rules and the guidelines and the community standards. I'm not sure how long that's going to last for before they decide that, yeah, he's got to go. But until that moment, I'm just going to continue to know the limits and attempt to play within it.
Yeah, I know. And I agree with you on that. I think that the biggest issue that's going to be going forward for artists is deciding what art and what you can say on these platforms and what they're going to allow you to do. Basically saying if you wanted to chop your off, tuck, you know, get your, well, get your inverted, stuff it with your nuts and make a cavity inside of you and then talk about it being wet, then you might actually become the first woman of the year. But if you want to talk about the fact that there might be two genders, then we should cancel you. And I want to get into that in a moment here about, if you can pull up my screen here, Savannah, you came out with a song that's probably one of the biggest songs of the year. Before we jump into that, I want to let you guys know something is that it's very important to me. And that's what we talked about, not getting canceled. People are getting canceled by their banks. They're getting canceled for private messages on Facebook, on Twitter. I've even had problems with the feds, you know, handing over my personal messages from social media, which is terrible, which is why you need to use an encrypted email service, not like Gmail or Yahoo, which is not really free. So you pay with your privacy there. Those companies have access to every email you send and receive. And believe me, big tech can sell your data to the highest bidder, and they do. And it's also bad because the FBI is now working against the United States and people and taking documents. You never know how people are going to hack into you or what companies are going to use your information and work with the Chinese government. You never know. I mean, it's really scary what's going on in the world. And it's happened to a lot of people I know who have done nothing wrong, just suddenly get their privacy invaded. That's why I really trust StartMail to secure my email. And it makes me feel safe again to actually talk online. That's vital, as you can hear in my voice. Now, StartMail keeps my email private, period. Every email is encrypted, even if the recipient doesn't use encryption, which means that big tech can't read, scan, analyze, or sell any of my personal information ever. Not even Big Brother can snoop around your email. Now, StartMail also prevents the government agencies from spying on you, like in Dragnet operations. This is so, a lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about, and believe me, they'll come after you. Now, with StartMail, when you delete an email, it actually gets deleted. It's not like on your iPhone when you like delete a picture and it goes into your deleted folder. Some of you don't know that. You better get rid of those before somebody finds out. Also, StartMail uses their own servers, so they're not going to get taken down like Parler did. StartMail is also backed by the most stringent privacy laws in the world, and you get unlimited anonymous aliases. This is the awesome main email address that you can use when you're attacked. I'm going to let you know, I have my email down below my StartMail email. For everybody that signs up, if you email me at my email, one of you guys, I'm going to send you some free merch. So if you email me there. So right now, go to startmail.com/offensive. Get 50% off your first year. That's startmail.com/offensive. Again, that's startmail.com/offensive to get 50% off your first year. Don't wait. All right, let's go back to, let's not leave Tom waiting anymore, because this is very important. I'm also going to say that you are adding to my list of Canadians that I like, which was only at about two as of this morning. I am not happy with Canada. What?
Who was on your list before me?
I like well, isn't Gavin Canadian? Isn't Gavin Canadian? Maybe Gavin's not.
Gavin McInnes?
Yeah, I don't know. Lauren Southern is technically Canadian.
Yeah.
And I like Lauren Southern.
Stephen Crowder's Canadian, too.
Oh, well, I like Steve. Okay. Yeah. Stephen Crowder's Canadian?
Is he? Why did I think he was?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure Crowder's Canadian.
Yeah.
So why are we have so many Canadians making waves in...
Why are Canadians more patriotic about America than Americans are? Somebody explain that.
Americans are putting on the third mask and Canadians are busy talking about the truth.
Honestly, I think it's like I think it's just that, and it's a kind of a wishy-washy cliche quote, but I think that sometimes you just like can't see the forest through the trees. So I think if you were, you know, born in America and you were born in that forest, I think sometimes your perspective's not as clear or as stark as it may be from, you know, coming from Canada. Like, there's a little bit of a culture shock coming here, and I really got to look at things from an outsider's view, from an outside perspective, which might have helped me observe what I was seeing and quantify it into music, like, a little easier than it would be for somebody who maybe just came up in this environment and is used to it, you know?
No, I'm with you on that. And I want to play some of the song here called Fake Woke. I've had it sent to me probably, like, not lying, about 5,000 times, and everyone goes, have you heard this song, Fake Woke? Attention, I've heard it. You can keep sending it to me, but it is on my playlist. But I have heard it. For all of you guys who keep sending this to me, I appreciate it. That's awesome. But send it to other people, not to me, who should still hear it. Let's go ahead and let's play that.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the Billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, because you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty not a good dancer. I don't know if you could tell by the looks of me, but I watched this video, right? And I see you, that you are into this, that you are talking about the truth. You're talking about this fake wokeness, but you're also just being authentic in yourself. You're just coming out there and saying, look, it's bull. Even Eminem is out there. And I just got to know, you know, people are accusing you, and this is just what people say. They say, oh, you know, Tom's a gimmick rapper. He's a grifter. He's just looking on the internet onto what people are mad about on Twitter. He doesn't believe this stuff. He's bull. And he's just doing this so that he can get, you know, people who are angry to consume and clickbait. I don't get that from when I see this. So please tell me, when you write lyrics like this, why do you write lyrics like this? Where does this come from?
I mean, it's kind of like I said, man, like, I understand why people think that, because a lot of the things that I talk about are the things that people are angry about on the internet. Like, I get it, but like, I too have the internet, and I use the internet and I read things online and I watch the news, and like, these are things that I'm consuming on a daily basis, especially since we've been in quarantine. Like, my girlfriend has like a really acute respiratory problem. So we spend a lot of time inside, and I read a lot and research and scroll the feeds and see the articles about what people are mad about. And it's not like I'm out there looking for them, like, oh, aha, like Mr. Potato Head, that's going to be my next song, or Dr. Seuss getting canceled is going to be my next song. Like, I don't give a shit about this stuff. But the more of this stuff you intake and digest, the more you think about it, the more conversations you have with your girlfriend or your friend or your mom or your dad or your sister or whatever. So it's only natural to like be consuming this stuff and conversing about it privately with your friends. And then I'm an artist. I make music about the world that I live in. And unfortunately, the world that I live in is moronic these days. And that's what I make music about right now. So It just is what it is, man.
Now, the world is totally full of shit, actually. Go to my screen real quick here, Savannah. I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to press play. Did you see it? Like, let me see if I can get this to work here for a second.
I actually have that video.
Do you have that video?
Yeah,
can you
play
this?
Video.
Put this on the video here. So, like, this is at some sort of a sports game. They have now the hand sanitizer cam, which is essentially a children-friendly bukkake moment, which is, like, there's so many things I can say here of just, like, these people in masks. This is actually real. We wanted to, what, this is what I want to talk about, the fake wokeness. Like, there is nothing about this, like, shooting white cream at a woman reporter's face, to me, is the ultimate example of what your song's about. And like, you look at this, this is what I say, is like, this is what I'm sure this is what you're talking about when you're saying you see the same BS online and you feel the same way.
This is amazing. I mean, it's just like, come on, you have to know what you're doing when you're designing this graphic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to know, like, what it looks like. It's so crazy.
I'm surprised somebody just didn't go, you know what I mean? Like, and like open their mouth. Like, I would have done that. That would have been funny.
I'm sure it's coming. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody's going to do that. And that guy's going to be a hero.
Yeah, if you're out there and you do that, free merch, and Tom will give you some. You message me, I'll make sure you get. I'll buy a signed CD from him, and send it to you too, because
done.
Yeah, done. No, but like, okay, and then like, look at this. So then you go to this. You go to my screen. So you have people doing bukkake hand sanitizers, the fake wokeness. Then you have. You know, are you in? I'm not asking like where, what city, but are you in California right now or LA?
I'm in California. Yeah, not LA, but California.
Okay, yeah, so I'm from LA. I've only been living in Texas under a year. I like it a lot better. But it's like, you know, we just lifted our mandates here on Wednesday. We have no more mask mandates, thank freaking God, because I still think with masks, if you want to wear 20, wear 20. If you want to wear none, wear none. It's like a bathing suit, right? I like life to be a nude beach, just clothing optional. But it's like, you know, when you go into this, it's like the governor's saying that we're absolutely reckless for what we're doing here in Texas. Meanwhile, the governor is being recalled by his people, by the way. Hashtag recall Gavin Newsom is trending on social media almost daily. The 1 in 6 restaurants have closed in his state. They have the highest, they have more debt, I think, in California than the remaining 49 states, I think, combined, might be minus New York. And not to mention the fact that they have pretty much every major problem, some of the highest cases in the country. It's like, this is somebody pretending like they give a damn, when it's like, in reality, we're supposed to believe Twitter and not believe our eyes.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm kind of like in a unique situation as far as the masks thing. First of all, like, to me, the fact that the masks have become so hyper politicized is laughable, first of all. Like, people have been either wearing them or not wearing them as some sort of badge of honor to the political ideology that they subscribe to. Like, that's just like pure insanity to me. It's just like, I don't know why you let that become a symbol of, like, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous. But I'm in a little bit of like a weird situation as far as the masks go, because I think, just like everybody else, like, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't like wearing masks. And it's just that there's so much conflicting information that comes out, and they say the masks help, and then 2 weeks later they say the masks don't help, and then they come back and say, oh, actually the masks do help, and then they say, oh, if you wear 2 masks it does twice as much, and then they backtrack and say, oh, actually we've done another test, another study, and it proves that they're actually worse for your health. Like, so it's just like all this conflicting information coming from the places that we're supposed to be able to rely on for like legitimate information. And it's just been a really confusing thing for me, because like my girlfriend, like I said, has a really acute like respiratory condition. So like a year ago, she got like a regular cold and was in the hospital for almost 2 weeks, and it cost $50,000.
Oh crap.
So
it's good thing your streams are up. Damn. Yeah.
So that was just like a regular seasonal cold. So for me, I'm just in this weird place where it's like, I'm going to wear my mask at the very least to protect my girlfriend, potentially, if it works. I have to pretty much do everything that I possibly humanly can do to keep her safe. A, because I love her to death, and B, because she shoots every single music video and I cannot afford to get her sick.
Well, see, and I think but I think what you're bringing up here is like, that's important about like the fake wokeness, is that it's not about creating a society, like counteracting the sensitivity and culture with like just being complete a-holes. It's like, well, we should just be, you know, a-holes. Like, I have a thing too, where it's like, I know if I'm around older people, I'll wear a mask, or people that look disabled, I'll put one on. If somebody asks me, like if a private business asks me, okay, we'd prefer if you have one on in here, I don't, you know, sit around and just, did we lose them?
No, I'm here. I just have a call coming in.
No, that's cool. I like that. We're going to keep this in the show, too. My favorite part in the show is when people see how high of a production we are. And I like to be able to see that, too. That, you know, because people watch things that are polished, right? Like your music videos. And it's like, they think that it's like unobtainable. And like, I just want people to know, like, you don't have to be the next Tom McDonald, but you can be the next you. And you don't have to, you know, be Fox News or CNN or something. Like, if you have a microphone, if you have your phone in your hand, you can get the truth out. And that's the point of the interview where our TriCaster failed while we were interviewing a guest we've been trying to get for months. That is a high profile rapper, mega viral star. It's not embarrassing at all, and that's not a sign that this is a low budget show. Cue the graphics, please. Some confetti, Savannah. Obviously, with these kind of graphics, you would never believe that we're actually in a closet with no ceiling panels, barely getting this show off the ground.
You know, our budget is so high on the show that sometimes our equipment just, it can't handle it. Our equipment canceled Tom McDonald because he was too powerful. That's really what happened.
Yeah, it's true. Our equipment is that good, guys. And we know it's that good because you guys keep supporting us at blazetv.com/Elijah. Remember that you can continue to support us and support this show and let Blaze know that you like this show and that you really are grateful to them for the investment of graphics and equipment that they really put into this show. That's a lot of work. So check it out. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah. And also, I know not all of you guys can support us there. And, you know, it really helps. But we also, a free way you can help the show is by clicking the links below and leaving us a 5-star review. If you make it this far on the podcast, then you love it. And if you make it this far on the podcast and you don't love it, start spending your time doing something else. But if you're here and you love this, take a moment, click that link below, leave a 5-star review. We have two of them. One of them comes from Russian Memebot, says that Slightly Offensive is a top 17 show that I watch. It also has the best high quality graphics. Very interesting. They honestly should win an Emmy for best confetti animation on an audio podcast. I would agree. Thank you so much, Memebot. I am top 17 host. Review 2 is a Nemocracy. Says Slightly Offensive is a great channel and podcast. Slightly Offensive never disappoints with 8K graphics, great content, and great guests. Elijah, and I'm going to blank it out. They said Savannah's amazing too, but we're not allowed to boost her ego anymore. But anyway, you can check it out. If you leave a review, you might see your review read here too. Thank you guys so much again for watching. Thanks to Tom McDonald. Check out all his links below. As always, may God bless the United States of America. My name is Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host of the best worst show on Blaze TV. I'm signing out.